Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm just going to give a quick overview of some of the things that the LSB has managed to accomplish. And, of course, the number one is the person you just heard from. That's the work of the General Manager Search Subcommittee, which put out the ads everywhere. And they had a deadline of September 30th of this past year. And between then and now, they sifted through 66 applications. They got down to 12 people who were rated high enough to get a telephone interview. A couple of those bowed out. Came up then with the final three who went through their second round interviews with the committee and then came and spoke to staff so that those of us who were on the paid and unpaid staff were able to sit down with them and get a sense of who they were. And it was wonderful to have a sort of embarrassment of riches in terms of the applicant pool or the people who made it to the final cut. And I'm really grateful that Tony lives in New York City, that he's been a longtime listener to WBAI, that he already has, he's already a stakeholder in that sense. And we came over on the train together and I said, I hope you relish a challenge because you'll have one. So that was really a terrific amount of work for that group of people. And then to go through all that in such a brief period of time and to be able to come up with terrific concrete results in the end. The Finance Committee, as you know, worked very, very hard to pull together the budget. They scrutinized every line of it. They identified a number of errors, and they found savings. I want to thank the Pacifica National Board for supporting the local station board's decision to protect workers' rights with regard to the pay cuts and the postponement of the cost of living raise, because it was here at the PNB that you passed a motion to follow the contracts and consult with both unions with regard to that, as the local station board had done. So at this point, it's basically up to the ED and the CFO to make sure that all that is complied with. But it's always a tough call in a situation like this where our funds are so limited, but as an organization, we can't say, well, just because we're the do-good organization, everybody should be very happy to work for us for nothing or next to nothing. We have to treat the workers as best as we can, given the extraordinary, excruciating limitations that we're working under. So we're very grateful to the PNB for backing us up in that decision to not do this without consulting properly with both unions, because the unpaid staff, people sometimes don't understand, is impacted by changes in the paid staff. So, and as Bob mentioned and a couple of other people mentioned, the Finance Committee had to deal with some really huge obstacles to its work, mostly in terms of having to work with at times erroneous and at many times incomplete information, and as they've said, some very basic information requests are still unfulfilled 2 years after they've been made. So, it's obviously going to complicate your work in trying to pull together a budget when you don't know where the money's coming from, where the money's going. We have a better sense of where it's coming from, but where it's going, how it's being allocated, how this and that are being allowed for. But the Finance Committee has really worked hard, and they've really done their best. Membership outreach and fundraising held a community forum in mid-January. We've had some trouble with scheduling town hall meetings, but we held a forum in mid-January in Queens that was packed. And it was not intended to be a fundraiser, but it did raise $600, which was three times the cost of the venue. So we came out ahead on that one, and the people were very happy with it. And we've had a couple town hall meetings, one in New Rochelle on June 3rd, and one just recently in Brooklyn. And there was another very large turnout there. And it raised, we also passed the hat there and came out, so with a net cost of the station of $58.92 after we passed the hat. So this is there was not as large a turnout in New Rochelle, but we do like to get out farther because our signal does reach far. We want to accommodate everybody in all those areas. We had a theater fundraiser with David Rothenberg on April 25th of last year. It raised about $6,000. Again, it was packed out. The people were very happy with it, and it was a one-person theater performance, and the performer was very happy with it because she said, you really get, you get every line. you know, the laughs are coming at the end of every line. Other people were having trouble keeping up with her, but the WBI audience was right on the money, so she was very happy about that. The Management Evaluation Committee completed evaluation of the program director in June and prepared to evaluate the IGM, which is obviously now moot. So the next task on their plate is, on our plate actually, is to take up, once again, the evaluation of the program director. The audio archives are thriving. We've got listeners in 75 countries and all over the U.S. We get an enormous number of hits, and it was members of our board who raised the money to cover the expenses for that. And finally, I want to thank the Pacifico National Board for your motion on properly constituted local station boards, because as I'm sure you've heard, the normal level of wrangling, not to put too fine a point upon it, has escalated enormously with the lawsuit that was brought to bring the elections to a screeching halt. So the climate of meetings has been a lot warmer, actually. And it's really, I think, personally, that all the issues that were involved there could probably have been settled internally, that there really was not a need for a lawsuit. It was very unfortunate that things got taken in that direction. And it was based upon accusations of the staff. There was a claim that membership records had been altered, but without ever actually offering a shred of evidence. And we have a tendency occasionally to fire accusations first and ask questions later, but subsequently a letter was sent to the hosts of our December 27th meeting, to the security people there, with a copy to the local police precinct. And in that letter, they said, quote, there are some delegates whose terms have expired who have publicly indicated that they intend to enforce their incorrect view that they remain in office pending the resolution of the election by bringing large numbers of spectators as muscle, so that the rightfully elected delegates will be unable to hold the WBI local station board meeting. Given the commonplace use in the past by some of these folks to obtain what they want by resort to physical violence, I wanted to notify you, the host, of the possibility of such violence. This was a letter from the lawyer for the plaintiffs to the host of that meeting with a copy to Inspector James McCarthy of the Midtown South Precinct, and the police did, in fact, come to the meeting. They called the police, okay? So I'm particularly grateful to the PNB for passing the motion that you did, because a lot of filibustering happens at these meetings. A lot less gets done than could get done by endless, not only a lot of points of order, then if endless points of order aren't entertained, there's a lot of shouting. But I'm hoping that we will have no discussion at the next meeting with regard to whether the board is properly constituted, and that we can cut out that 20 minutes. So I'm very grateful to you for that.
Thank you, Badra Kilgore, LSB chair at WBAI. Are there any questions, comments from the... we do have on the agenda WBAI PNB members. Do the PNB members from BAI have comments?